Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY22 earnings conference call of Blue Star Limited. We have with us today from the management, Mr. B. Thiagarajan, Managing Director, Blue Star Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. B. Thiagarajan. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure interacting with you. I have stepped in because, as you're aware, Mr. Neeraj Basu has decided to leave Blue Star. I wanted to provide continuity before the next group CFO comes in. Perhaps this quarter, next quarter, I will interact with you over this, you know, quarterly investor call. First, I would like to place on record my deep sense of appreciation and gratitude to Mr. Neeraj Basu, and Mr. B. Thiagarajan joins me in conveying the same. He, for over 8 years, did an exceptional job in taking our corporate financial services function to a next level. He played an active role in implementation of digitalization programs, the enterprise risk management framework, and the most importantly, the operational support in bringing quite a few businesses well under control in terms of ROC is concerned. We will miss him, and we wish him all the very best. And after my opening remarks, he is still going to continue with the highlights of the quarter. Before that, I wanted to also share with you that the quarterly results that you have seen, you must look at with one perspective, that these results are achieved despite losing the summer season. And easily, in my estimate, we should have delivered something like rupees 75 to 80 crores if the summer season of 2021 would have been an active quarter. But that is unfortunate. But we will look at the results with that particular perspective, that this was possible even though the summer season was lost. The second important thing is that we had a huge commodity price increase, and consequently the price increases implemented by Blue Star on April 1, 2021, again in July 1, 2021, again in October 1, 2021, and we continued with that, and now in on 1st April 2022, we have implemented a price increase. So the commodity price increases so much, and despite price increase, we have delivered lesser margin as far as the cooling product segment is concerned. The other important highlight is also the fact that throughout the year, the free cash flows was excellent, and you will see when Neeraj speaks how we have performed in terms of the cash flows and the borrowings. Another important aspect is that the every business, whether it is room air conditioners or commercial refrigeration, or it is electromechanical projects, commercial air conditioning, professional electronics, each and every business performed exceedingly well. Lastly, the outlook is, you have the numbers of last quarter, and I think you would have gone through, you would have analyzed in your own way. But the important thing that I want to share is the April had gone on well. The outlook for Q1 is very good, and despite the interest rate hikes, I still hold an optimistic view as far as the room air conditioner demand is concerned. With that, I will hand it over to Mr. Neeraj Basu for the opening remarks on the results, and I will be happy to answer any questions later. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Thiagarajan, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Firstly, it's been a privilege and an honor for me all these years to have interacted with you so very regularly. And it's been a great learning journey for me as well. And I wish you all the best in your respective endeavors. So as Mr. Tyagarajan has already set the context, I'll now walk you through the key highlights of our financial results and business results for quarter four and the full year. First, let me take you through the financial highlights. The momentum that we gained in Q3 FY22 continued in Q4 FY22 despite a three-week disruption caused by the Omicron variant. The demand for our offerings across various segments not only continued but also accelerated in the month of March. Further, the policy announcements in the Union Budget 2022-23 resulted in positive business sentiments. The early onset of summer in some parts of the country also helped revenue growth in several product categories. In this backdrop, the company delivered record revenue and profits in Q4 FY22 and ended the year on a high note despite losing the 2021 summer season. Financial highlights for the quarter ended March 31, 2022 on a consolidated basis are as follows. First, revenue from operations for Q4 FY22 grew 39.5% to rupees 2247.58 crore as compared to rupees 1611.56 crore in Q4 FY21. EBITDA excluding other income and finance income for Q4 FY22 was rupees 142.95 crore, EBITDA margin of 6.4% of revenue as compared to rupees 101.81 crore, EBITDA margin 6.3% of revenue for Q4 FY21. Profit before tax grew 9.2% to rupees 113.91 crore in Q4 FY22 as compared to rupees 104.32 crore in Q4 FY21. Net profit for Q4 FY22 grew by 12% to rupees 76.27 crore as compared to rupees 68.09 crore in Q4 FY21. Healthy cash from operations enabled a reduction of rupees 97.9 crore in net borrowings in Q4 FY22 over Q3 FY22. Financial highlights for the full year ended March 31, 2022 on a consolidated basis are as follows. Revenue from operations for FY22 grew 41.8% to rupees 6045.58 crore as compared to rupees 4263.59 crore in FY21. EBITDA excluding other income and finance income for FY22 was rupees 346.47 crore. EBITDA margin of 5.7% of revenue as compared to rupees 239.81 crore, EBITDA margin 5.6% of revenue in FY21. Despite pressures on gross margin due to escalation in commodity prices, the impact of scale enabled preservation of profitability levels. PBT before exceptional items grew 69.8% to rupees 250.90 crore in FY22 as compared to rupees 147.75 crore in FY21. Tax expense for FY22 was rupees 82.9 crore as compared to rupees 47.09 crore in FY21. Net profit for FY22 grew by 66.9% to rupees 168 crore as compared to rupees 100.66 crore in FY21. The company has returned to growth path and a dividend of rupees 10 per share has been recommended by the board. Carried forward order book as of March 31, 2022 grew by 10.2% to rupees 3253.30 crore compared to rupees 2952.42 crore as on March 31, 2021. Due to planned increase in inventory levels owing to advancement in the procurement of long lead raw materials and components, in order to de-risk supply chain constraints and capacity expansion capital investments in our new manufacturing projects at Vada and Sri City, the capital employed as of March 31, 2022 stood at rupees 1087.69 crore, which as of March 31, 2021 was rupees 736.41 crore. Our strong operating cash flows ensured that we ended March 31, 2022 at a moderate net borrowing levels of rupees 67.14 crore, resulting in a debt equity ratio of 0.07. March 31, 2021, we had a net cash balance, positive balance of rupees 151.45 crore. We had raised rupees 350 crore through issue of unsecured non-convertible debentures or NCD in June 2020 in order to strengthen our balance sheet with a repayment tenor of 3 years and a call option to repay 50% of the NCD in May 2022. Due to our strong current fund position, after meeting all the capacity expansion capital expenditure, we propose to exercise the said call option and reduce the residual NCD obligation by the end of May 2022. I'll walk you through the business highlights for Q4 FY22 now. Segment 1, Electromechanical Projects and Commercial Air Conditioning Systems. Segment 1 revenue grew 45.6% to rupees 1135.97 crore in Q4 FY22 as compared to rupees 779.96 crore in Q4 FY21. Segment result was rupees 75.84 crore, which is 6.7% of revenue in Q4 FY22, as against a profit of rupees 48.50 crore, which was 6.2% of revenue in Q4 FY21. Segment revenue for the year grew 44% to rupees 3194.46 crore, as compared to rupees 2218.72 crore in FY21. Segment result was rupees 194.82 crore, which was 6.1% of revenue in FY22, as compared to rupees 106.49 crore, 4.8% of revenue last year. Order inflow for the quarter grew by 42% to rupees 932.05 crore, as compared to rupees 656.54 crore in Q4 FY21. Our electromechanical projects business. Revival of CAPEX cycle led to improved pace of project execution as compared to the previous quarters. With continued focus on the Make in India program, order inflow from the factories, data center and infrastructure sectors continued to be encouraging. Commercial building sector revival was also witnessed. Carry forward order book of the electromechanical projects business was rupees 2295 crore as on March 31, 2022. As compared to rupees 2149 crore as on March 31, 2021, a growth of 6.8%. Segment-wise breakup of the carry-forward order book of the electromechanical project business as of March 31, 2022 is as follows, and we share this with you once a year. Office, IT and non-IT, 24%. Metro rail, 16%. Water MEP project 16%, industrial factory data centers all put together 13%, hospitals 5%, airports 5%, malls 4%, and all other customer segments put together 17%. Commercial air conditioning systems, a healthy flow of opportunities from the industrial, healthcare, and government customer segments supported by the revival of demand from the manufacturing, light commercial and education segments enabled growth for the commercial air conditioning business during the quarter. We continue to maintain our number one position in conventional and inverter ducted air conditioning systems as well as scroll chillers. We remain number two in VRF and gained market share and moved up to the second position in screw chiller as well. Our international business. The economic activities and consumer confidence continued in the Middle East and enabled growth in revenue during the quarter. Increased demand from QSR and the pharma industry enabled growth for our refrigeration business during the quarter. With a pickup in the business sentiment, the prospect for growth of our international business in the Middle East region continues to be positive. The project business in Qatar continued to do well. The operations at the joint venture at Malaysia continue to be impacted due to the restrictions on account of COVID. We will continue to focus on the expansion of the Blue Star product range and building brand awareness and brand visibility in different markets that we are present in. I will now move on to segment 2, unitary products. Segment 2 revenue grew 32.3% to rupees 1034.01 crore in Q4 FY22 as compared to rupees 781.81 crore in Q4 FY21. Segment result was rupees 72.05 crore, 7% of revenue in Q4 FY22 as compared to rupees 62.06 crore, which was 7.9% of revenue in Q4 FY21. Continued headwinds in input costs, disruptions in the international supply chain and increased supply lead time led to a drop in segment margins for the quarter. Revenue for the year grew by 39.4% to rupees 2603.77 crore in FY22 as compared to rupees 1868.28 crore in FY21. Consequently, segment results improved to rupees 155.86 crore, which is 6% of revenue in FY22, as compared to rupees 108.82 crore, which was 5.8% of revenue in FY21. Cooling and purifications product business, strong pent-up demand coupled with positive consumer sentiment and an early onset of summers in some parts of the country enabled a 47% growth in revenue from for our room air conditioner business during the quarter. We grew faster than the market and ended the financial year with a market share of 13.25%, which was 13% in FY21. Our comprehensive range of affordable ACs continued to resonate well with the price-sensitive customers and the first-time buyers, especially in Tier 3, 4, and 5 markets, and we further consolidated our position as a mass premium brand in our target customer segments. Due to continuing increase in commodity prices and logistics costs, we have implemented a price increase of 2 to 3% effective April 1, 2022. Our commercial refrigeration business now. Commercial refrigeration business witnessed growth momentum with demand for deep freezers, modular cold rooms, busy coolers, and supermarket refrigeration products from diverse segments such as dairy and ice cream, processed foods, pharma, QSRs, and food delivery, etc. We continue to maintain leadership position in deep freezers, storage water coolers, and modular cold rooms. In modular cold rooms, demand from the QSRs has almost got restored back to pre-pandemic levels. Some of the breakthrough orders were from Ola Food Technologies, Reliance Retail, Dunzo Digital, Zomato, DMart, and proprietary cold room customers for mushroom and dry fruit storage. We continue to enjoy high market share in pharma segment for products and solutions such as cold rooms and medical refrigeration products. We received large orders from Reliance Retail for supermarket refrigeration products for supply across the country apart from other retail players, including Shell outlets. We also launched a new range of indigenously designed and manufactured deep freezers and augmented our manufacturing footprint with a new world-class manufacturing facility at WADA, which is expected to get operationalized soon. Segment 3, professional electronics and industrial systems. Segment 3 revenue grew by 55.9% to rupees 77.60 crore in Q4 FY22 as compared to rupees 49.79 crore in Q4 FY21. Segment result was rupees 14.34 crore, which is 18.5% of revenue in Q4 FY22 as compared to rupees 7.22 crore, 14.5% of revenue in Q4 FY21. Segment revenue for the year grew by 40.1% to rupees 247.35 crore as compared to rupees 176.59 crore in FY21. Segment result was rupees 42.49 crore or 17.2% of revenue in FY22 as compared to rupees 33.81 crore or 19.1% of revenue in FY21. With the revival of corporate capex, we witnessed growth across all segments that we operate in. Growth in revenue from the healthcare and data security solutions business enabled a growth in revenue for the quarter. The testing machine business also continued to witness growth with a revival of investments in the manufacturing sector. Major orders bagged were from Axis Bank, HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank, JSW Steel and Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, to name a few. with a wide portfolio of contemporary products and solutions forming part of our offerings, the prospects for this business segment continue to be positive. Our overall business outlook now, robust demand witnessed throughout the quarter enabled us to end the year on a strong note with healthy growth across all the business segments. After the washout of two consecutive summers, we expect strong growth in Q1 FY23. With ebbing of the pandemic impact, the business and market disruptions have progressively reduced, aiding growth and revival of opportunities. The launch of our new range of products in room air conditioners and commercial refrigeration is expected to significantly aid growth going forward. With the increase in corporate capex and revival of demand from traditional customer segments, prospects for the electromechanical projects and commercial air conditioning business are encouraging. Given the ongoing geopolitical conflict between Russia and Ukraine, input cost pressures and supply chain challenges are expected to persist in the short term. However, we have taken adequate measures to ensure availability of raw materials and components for the ongoing peak selling season. The cost optimization initiatives and prudent working capital management will help us to sustain growth and profitability. We would like to build on the momentum in Q3 FY22 and Q4 FY22 into Q1 FY23 and the subsequent quarters. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we are done with the opening remarks. I would like to now pass it back to the moderator who will open the floor to your questions. Mr. Thyagarajan will answer most of your questions. To the extent we are unable to address all your questions, we will get back to you via email. With that, we are now open for your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Bhumika Nair from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for a good set of numbers. So just wanted to understand this whole price hike and the cost escalations that we are seeing. You mentioned that, you know, in April we've taken about a 2 to 3% kind of a price hike. Now, given the recent kind of, you know, March, April, due to the geopolitical issues, the kind of cost escalations that we are seeing and the freight costs, etc., which are also going up, is this adequate enough to kind of take back our margins to that 8% plus trajectory, and how much more will we need to take? Also, if you can talk about the impact of cost escalation once the BE rating kicks in from 1st of July. That's my first question.
So as you may recall, we have launched a new range of affordable premium air conditioners, which are re-engineered, and the cost reduction has been achieved through this. Now, that is a very fast action. That is, we have looked at the products. Unwanted features have been removed, given the fact that you have more than 90% of the buyers are first-time buyers. You have 65% of the buyers coming from tier 3, 4, 5 markets. And the growth is driven by aspirational middle class. You have 45% of the sales coming from consumer finance related. Then you can imagine, they are looking for a product which is functionally delivering air conditioning. So this is not only to manage the cost escalation, we also wanted to grow our market share from 12 to 15. And without addressing this segment of the customer or the belly of the market, we will not reach there. So therefore, the entire range has been rejected. Now, there are as many as 22 models which are currently available, which are future ready. In the sense, it takes into account the energy label change that will take place on 1st July 2022. So you buy a 4-star now, it will continue to remain as a 4-star even when the energy label changes. Okay, that action is taken. Now, there are a set of actions connected with the procurement and the value chain. There is localization, there is backward integration, there are alternate vendors. So China risk mitigation is part of our enterprise risk management framework that also has been addressed. There are a few component manufacturers, specifically the compressor manufacturer who is GMCC, who is the global leader. He is going to commence the production. Trial production is on. That's what I understand. Therefore, you are going to have a component ecosystem developing in the country very fast, thanks to the PLI scheme. So the other part of it is connected with CCT. In all probability, we will commence the production in Q3 of FY22, which helps us. Which helps us actually in terms of the logistics cost. So incoming raw material today is coming to Navsewa port. All the way it goes to Kalam in Himachal Pradesh, and the finished goods are moving from Kalam all over the country. Southern region constitutes 45% of the sales. So therefore, there is an inventory holding period, there is a logistic cost. So you can imagine around 10 to 20, 12 days of inventory will be held up in transit only. CCT as a location can receive the raw material in Ennur port or Krishnapatnam port, which are less than 50 kilometer distance from the factory. All the states, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Karnataka can be served overnight from CCT. So there will be substantial cost savings once the CCT plant commences production. Now, we will, our principle is very clear. To the extent possible, we want to pass on the price increase to the market, but then the competition decides at what price we will be able to sell. So the goals are very clear. We will indeed pursue our market share goal of 15% by 2025. That goal remains unaltered, and hopefully even by FY24, if we can achieve, depending on the market opening up, we will be able to do that. The second one is that we will continue to look at our products and make it affordable for the belly of the market. Three cost reduction levers, every possible lever will be used. And finally, I also have a feeling that you will witness softening of commodity prices later this year. Earlier we thought the cycle would continue for 12 to 18 months. With this inflation and other measures that are taking place, I think it will come under control even by end of this calendar year. That's where we are. So taking all this into account, I think we will get back to 8 to 8.5% margin this year, operating margin. And you might have noticed another important development in the market. The advertising expense, what was happening prior to COVID, it is almost rupees 100 crore lower than what it is. That is my estimate. You are not seeing so much of money being spent by the category in the market. So that is another lever the brands will have, not only Blue Star. So therefore, I would go with the assumption that it should be possible for us to do anything between 8 to 8.5% as against 7% what we have delivered in the year ended 31st March 2022. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
So this elaborate answer will help others who had a similar question as well.
Sure. So this improvement in margin would be more back-ended. Near-term pressure on margins would kind of continue given the cost escalations and, you know, these benefits out of Sri City to only be more towards the end of the year than at the...
I think Q1 itself you will start witnessing. So you look at the margin of Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. The products have been launched only in the month of January, so the demand is good. My estimate is we should be witnessing something in Q1 itself.
Got it, sir. So the other thing was more, you did speak about, you know, indigenization and component ecosystem development over the medium term. But more from a very near-term perspective, given the supply chain disruption that we're seeing and, you know, particularly in China lockdowns, etc., and on the flip side, we have a very strong surge in demand for March, April. Would there be shortage of material and inability to kind of supply to the strong demand that comes in by the end of the month or, you know, by the end of the season in that sense, in June, July?
The shortages, I was the first one to talk about the shortage, the thing, even before automobile industry. The shortage started in December 2020, and everyone was ignoring that. The December 2020 to March 2021, huge component shortage, plus we had the ocean freight at three times. And at that time, the automobile industry also didn't speak about shortage of semiconductors and other stuff, and that continues even today, that there is a challenge. The mitigation measure is you have to plan in advance. In other words, what we would have held as a 45-day inventory, now we are holding something like 90-day inventory. Certain items, you know, mad rush to block the quantities from the vendors like semiconductors, we have blocked till 2024 end. The quantities are blocked with the vendors. Right now, all that I can tell you is till July, we do not have a problem. You know, there was another madness that was going on that the market will grow by 50 to 75% this summer. I have been maintaining that it will be 20 to 25% market should grow over summer 2019, which is April, May, June to July 2019. It should be 20 to 25%. If the market would have grown by 50 to 60%, there was another forecast, 75% growth over 2019. Summer, there will be shortage. I don't think up to 30% growth, there will be any shortage for Blue Star. Our goal is market may grow between 20 to 25. We will grow from 25 to 30% growth over 2019 summer. If that is the growth, we do not have shortage. One or two locations, some SKU may be the shortage, but we are not worried about it. Till July, we don't have. Right now, August, September is being planned, but the feedback we have from the international vendors is by then, the logistics bottleneck should be over. And from August, September, quite a few components are going to be available in India as well. Most importantly, the compressor should be available. Drives, we are no longer dependent on any imports. Of course, the chips are required, and I think it should ease out by August, September.
Thank you. I would request Ms. Nair to rejoin the queue for follow-up question. We would also request participants to limit your question to two at a time. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Mithlani from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a great set of performance. So I have two questions. One is on the commercial refrigeration segment. What was the growth in the segment in the fiscal year gone by, and what percentage of the business is the commercial ref? The second question is more on the services part. So what is the share of the services in our business? I believe commercial refrigeration and both commercial air conditioning, there will be an element of after-sales services. And on a slightly longer period, do you believe that this share of services grows as we see in some of the global multinationals, and that kind of adds to the structural improvement in the margins for the company as a whole?
I'm not able to get the last part. Multinational, what is the connection?
When we look at some of the global companies like of Daikin, Johnson Controls, so services is a significant part of the profitability for these companies, the after-sales services. Because in room air conditioners, after-sales is actually not there. But the companies like the OEMs like yours only do the after-sales in case of commercial refs and commercial air conditioning. So is that something that we see structurally going up as your install base rises, and that kind of adds to your profitability on a longer period of time?
Okay, the first of all, I wouldn't be able to, I don't know the financials of Daikin or Johnson, that to the breakup, we do not have any such official information. I won't be able to comment on that. So the first part is commercial refrigeration. We are the player with the entire range other than the transport refrigeration. So we do otherwise, right, from water cooler, bottled water dispenser, deep freezers, ripening chambers, cold rooms, this part we do. We do not undertake there. So for the turnkey projects, which are not sizable, but it will be involving quite a bit of bought out material, so we don't do that. Other than that, in commercial refrigeration, we are the largest player, holding more than 30% market share in every category. So if you look at fast food chain, whether it is Yum or McDonald's or any food delivery like Swiggy, Zomato, everyone will be our customers. Ice cream, we will hold close to 40% market share in the ice cream segment, whether it is for a modular cold room or deep freezers. To close the commercial refrigeration part, the problem is with the market size of that. India is yet to mature and it will continue to grow, and one day it should be as large as room air conditioner, but we are not there. The CAGR of close to 20% is being maintained. Let us see how that goes. Coming to commercial air conditioning, we are number one in ducted air conditioning, ducted inverter, we are number one. There is a segment which is VRF, which you are all familiar with. We are number two there. And there are chillers where multinationals are there in this country, and we are number two there again. And you are right. The service revenue comes predominantly from service revenue comes from even room air conditioners, because we are a large institutional player there. That other than the residential, perhaps we may be the largest institutional player for room air conditioners, even like a ATM or offices. Quite a few national accounts buy our split air conditioners. There the service revenue will be there, but predominantly it comes from commercial air conditioning systems. As the volume grows, the AMC revenue grows. It will become a selective disclosure if we have to say that service alone, how much revenue we are earning or the profitability of that. It is profitable, and not only we do the annual maintenance contract, we sell spare parts. We also undertake revamp and retrofit and replacement. So it is an integrated model which commercial air conditioning or commercial refrigeration business pursues. Thank you.
Sure. Just a follow-up on this. More qualitatively, is the profitability higher than the profitability of the original equipment sales?
Original equipment sale at a gross margin level, operating margin level?
Either way, so let's say, is the services margins much higher than the new product sales margin?
The gross margin level, both should be same, but then in the product manufacturing, you have the capex invested. In service, there is no capex that are in, it is not a capital intensive one, okay? In the operating margin level, it will be much higher service.
Sure. Yeah, thank you so much for taking my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Sharma from HDFC Standard Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for your time. Two questions. One, if you could talk about the competitive landscape, on the room AC side, any significant changes that you want to highlight, any players getting aggressive and all, otherwise. And also to kind of connect it with the import ban on ACs and gas, right? So has that led to any consolidation?
I couldn't follow the last part. Quote.
So I meant, post the ban which came in on, compressors, with gas-filled compressors, right? So has that led to any of the Japanese brands losing share? Or have they kind of, managed to now start assembly in India, is what I meant. So has that led to any consolidation, is what I meant. The larger.
So, The structural changes are as follows. Like, you know, who is supposed to be playing in this particular category, all are there, multinationals. You know, that one or two are left out and they'll also be there. So the competitive landscape is not going to change. Okay, whomsoever have to come in, they have come in. The second is it is driven by the penetration, which is at 6%, and we are of the view that it will, within 3 years, it will reach 10% penetration. And the therefore, every player whosoever was playing will start playing very aggressively. This is the second part of it. The third is that the capacity is going to double within 3 year time thanks to the PLI scheme. Everyone have invested there. And the PLI, how it works? PLI works not based on the investment. Investment is actually one part of it, one x-axis. You have got the incremental sale over FY21. So therefore, if someone invests in a PLI scheme, he won't earn the incentive unless and until he is showing the incremental sale over FY21 and the percentage of it. It is 6% of the incremental sale you will get as a PLI. So therefore, everyone will be trying to sell more in order to earn the incentive. Therefore, you can imagine production capacity is doubling. They have to earn the PLI. Therefore, people will compete. In other words, the PLI, whatever companies are going to earn, that 4,000, 5,000 crore will be discounted to the consumer only. I don't think it will add to the bottom line at the end of the day. But that is good because scale will be built and component ecosystem will come. The combination of this will result in higher margins, which is what happened across the globe. So the problem of this industry is still we are talking about a 15,000 crore industry. And so why analysts are investing time itself, sometimes I wonder that it is for such a huge country, 15,000 crore market is very surprising, but good days are here. For next 5 years, it will be a golden period for room air conditioners. It will grow exponentially, one can be, because of these factors I told you. There is a component ecosystem. Everyone have invested in PLI and the temperatures are going up. People want to mitigate the summer by installing air conditioners. The tier 3, 4, 5 markets are ready to consume these products. Therefore, I am certain that there will be accelerated growth. Now come to the competition. So, I am of the view, the Indian players, including Blue Star, blossomed when liberalization took place. By chance, if liberalization wouldn't have taken place and the Korean, Japanese players wouldn't have come in, it will not be the Indian companies which will be shining. All of us began to grow. All of us began to invest in R&D, manufacturing, and you are seeing the results now. The Indian players are doing well despite the multinational competition. So here is the period. There is a high growth period, intense competition. It will benefit companies like Blue Star. That is how we look at it. So, there are no challenges whatsoever that, you know, the legislation like gas bill should not come. It is fine. In any case, people are ready to manufacture here. See, the manufacturing hesitancy was basically because of two reasons. Number one is that you do have the scale issue. The second is that you are not able to... if you want to quickly enter the market, go ahead and enter. But that is deterred now, one, because of the legislation. The second is the energy label changes itself. You know, everyone will have to develop a new product for a new energy label, even if there is a vendor in China. But those days are over, and you will see an Indian component ecosystem, large number of units manufactured in India, and the consumption growth. So it is good. We will be able to compete as far as Blue Star is concerned in none of the parts, whether it is a product, pricing, promotion, distribution. We may not fall short of anyone else. And where there is a gap, we are already acting and investing in.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks for the detailed answer, sir. And just another one on the overall industry growth, you know, in volumes for the current fiscal. any number you want to put there versus, you know, I think 19 was the peak volume, I think, last time around. So where do you think this year could turn out to be?
So right from February, I have been saying that the market should grow between 20 to 25% during the summer season. And our target is to grow between 25 to 30%. And when the summer is intense, there have been reports that it will grow by 50%, 70%, so on and so forth. But I think at that kind of growth, material will not be available. But then you have seen the interest rate, EMIs are going up. So there will be some kind of correction. So I think the range is 25 to 30 should happen.
Thank you. I would request Mr. Sharma to rejoin the queue. In the interest of time, we would request participants to limit your question to one at a time now. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ranjit Shivram from Mahindra Manulife Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Congrats on good set of numbers. Sir, one thing which I see is that the trade receivables have increased by close to 400 crores and inventories have increased close to 260 crores. So what's your, is that a timing issue or you is that some conscious decision on the inventories at least given the summers?
Mr. Neeraj Basu will respond to that.
Yeah. Hi, Ranjit. Thanks for the question. See, it's all linked with the scale step change that's happened in FY22. So if you see our revenue growth specifically in quarter four is close to 40%, and obviously that results in higher billing. And obviously, you know, some of that billing will be reflected in receivables. It's all normal, nothing to be worried about. It's all fine and collectible. Now, as far as inventory is concerned, there are two reasons. One, Mr. Tyagarajan already covered. We have consciously taken a call to advance procurement of some long lead time raw material components because we wanted to make sure our quarter one production runs normally. So partly it is that. And also the remaining part again is the same scale change reason, and obviously as you heard him talk about growth that's expected in the next financial year, and some of that was to support that. So it's all absolutely you know, normal, and we are continuing to look at very healthy operating cash flows as you heard us speak about it in the beginning as well.
Thank you. I would request Mr. Shivram to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Anupam Gupta from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Tyagarajan. You gave a pretty detailed picture on the portfolio changes which you are doing. Similarly, can you comment on the distribution side of it, how you are expanding? So I think last year you were at close to 7,000 retail points, which were you there. And you have talked about higher focus on the north and also on the tier 3, 4, 5 market. So just give us slightly more color on how the distribution is being focused on for driving this growth.
Thank you. So you know, there has been a systemic change that has been happening. You know, while we were worried about two summer seasons are lost, so on and so forth, what has been happening is the e-commerce part of it. Today around 17%, I don't know, the summer season it may be 20% of the sales may be happening through e-commerce. That is one part of it. There we were hit for the simple reason the pricing is the only thing that the e-commerce platform drives the sales. And we were worried about our profitability, but we got that right. For the past couple of years, our share in e-commerce is coming closer to the share of the industry itself. So that is not an issue. Now, there are modern retailers or the power retailers who are having multiple stores, and they are their behavior will be similar to that of the e-commerce. So therefore, that is also a significant segment that is there. So we handle e-commerce as well as modern trade. These two, we are not behind at all. We are well versed there. There are dedicated teams, and everything that needs to be done has been done in terms of product prices, service standards, profitability, so on and so forth. The area you mentioned is right. It is to do with the North Indian market, which is highly price sensitive, number one. Number two is geographically it is well spread, and other than the cities I am talking, like for example, you take something like Moradabad, Meerut, all these markets will be very significant markets, and it will continue to grow, and therefore how we do is that we do have the estimate of a town-wise market and what our share should be. So if our all India market share is 13.25%, why in Moradabad we are not 13.25%? Which country is selling, where we are not selling? Now it will not be a retailer directly, it will be a distributor, which means one distributor handling some 600-700 sub-dealers, and we are correcting that part of it. Right now it is not about the outlet numbers. I have stated in our interactions again and again that appointing a dealer is the easiest of the job, for the simple reason he is going to ask you for certain commission structure, and quite a few dealers will be asking you for a display unit, quite a few dealers will be also charging for the space, and quite a few dealers will ask for a in-shop demonstrator. So when you walk into a store, the in-shop demonstrators are all placed by, in most stores, it is placed by the brands actually. So therefore, appointing a dealer is not the issue. The issue is that which are those potential counters where your share is low, how you will bring it up in line with the All India average. This is the process that we are on. We have achieved significant success from Q3 onwards. Q3, Q4, our numbers are good because of the corrections that have taken place in the North Indian market. And this exercise will continue through summer and beyond. So our process is well defined there. I do not have any concern with regard to that as well. Now the connected aspect is, you have got a dealer, you have got the product out there, you have got a strategy to reach that market share, but then the pull for the brand. So the very reason why a company like Blue Star, which is close to 8 decades of existence, seen as an engineering company, we are ensuring that our connect with the consumer for room air conditioners is perfect. That is why Virat Kohli was brought in, and he will continue to be our brand ambassador. So that distribution part is also taken care of. And we, in terms of media, again, the vernacular dailies we have been doing for the past couple of years, this summer it is going on. And to our surprise, the digital consumption is also high in tier 3, 4, 5 towns. So significant amount of our advertising is in digital mediums as well. Like this summer, we are spending close to 30% of our advertising expenses in digital. So that should answer your question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Tulsian from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
A very good afternoon. So my first question is pertaining to the order inflows. We have reported a very strong growth in inflows as well as execution in the current quarter. So if you could highlight, give more color, where are these orders coming in from? Are there any large orders, which got concentrated in the fourth quarter? Or is it more small value orders, many number of small value orders which are driving this growth? And also, if you could give the market share in each of the categories, the ducted, VRF, as well as screw chillers, where we are. That's the first question.
So, as you know, the carried forward order book is 3,253 crores as of 31st March 2022, roughly around 10% higher than the previous period, that is 31st March 2021. Order inflow has been uniform throughout the quarter, and the segment one, it is not seasonal in nature. The orders keep flowing, but in terms of execution, the Q4 may be a much bigger quarter compared with the other quarters. The orders are coming from, first one is the manufacturing sector. The capacity expansion is happening. PLI is applicable for quite a few sectors, including mobile phones, so on and so forth, automobile, EV, say for example, the Ola factory MEP has been done by us. The first segment that is driving growth is the manufacturing, followed by data centers. We are a leading player there. The third one is connected with the offices segment itself, specifically IT. You know, some point of a time in 2020, we shared with you, we are worried that the world has changed. I don't know whether people will go back to office, so on and so forth. Slowly, IT itself is consuming a lot of office space, so it has come back. Now, this is our, and then you have the infra segment, airport, metro, railway, water. This part is the next one that is driving. Now, go to the package air conditioning, DRF, which are light commercial space. There was a lull, but again here manufacturing is driving number one. Second is connected with the small hotels, small offices, many healthcare, you know, 50-bed hospital, 100-bed hospital, these are the growth drivers. And some segments which used to do well, that's not happening. We had to wait and see, like marriage halls or educational institutions. I think it will come back. Now, geographically, if you see, I have shared this again, the tier 3, 4 are doing extremely well. In a dealer award, you will see it is not a Bombay dealer who is number one, but a Belgaum dealer will be number one or an Aurangabad dealer. That's how it is happening there, because those cities are beginning to air condition the shop, showroom, boutiques, so on and so forth. Now go to the market share part of your question. So in the MEP part of it, the market is very huge. We are selective. We are interested in doing the job where the cash flows are good and it is profitable. Otherwise, we are not madly running after. We can scale up, but we will be measured there because we want to improve the margin there. We want to have a clean balance sheet. That is our goal there. But still, it will grow at 25% CAGR. Market share has got no meaning there. And even in an infra project like an airport or metro, you may be ending up being a L1 in order to grow your market share. So we are very clear there what we will do. But we will grow still at 25% because there are shortage of MEP contractors. Now, market share for chillers, we should be close to 18%. In case of VRFs, we will be close to between 20 to 22%. And again in VRFs, we are not playing in the residential tower segment, which are large buildings which are equipped with the VRF system. We go very cautiously there because these residential towers get concluded and the jobs get extended and the occupants will have to come in to accept your product and it is a different ballgame altogether. So therefore, even without that residential segment, we will be having 22% market share. We are number two there. In chiller, we are number two. And it is pertinent to note that as an Indian player against multinationals, we are number two. And in inverter ducted or the ducted, which are consumed largely by shop, showroom, boutiques, we are number one. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Swaminathan from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for taking my question. My first question is with respect to the cooling product segment, the breakup between air conditioners and non-air conditioner revenue, and what kind of revenue growth do you expect in the entire cooling products segment for FY23?
Last part is what kind of?
Revenue growth do you expect for FY23 for cooling products?
Fine. So the if I were to give a breakup, that will also be selective disclosure. So the question is, all that I can say is substantial part is room air conditioners because refrigeration market is very, very negligible. Okay. So we operate, as I told you, that we do not operate in refrigeration projects. We do not operate in the transport refrigeration. So the addressable market which we will do will be 4,000, and the 16,000 crores will be the market for the room air conditioning in a normal year. In the COVID impacted year, it may be 12,500 to 13,000 crore. So it will be a selective disclosure there. Now, if you, our estimate is, or I won't say our estimate, our ambition is to grow that segment by at least 25%. And going by what is happening in the summer, it should be possible.
So the cooling products, the entire segment you are saying for FY23.
That's right.
Got it, sir. And with respect to the margins in the EMP business, it has been quite healthy at 6%. Are you confident of maintaining such kind of margins vis-a-vis earlier we used to clock 4.5% margins? Will we be able to sustain the 6% margins?
I think so. What we have delivered, it should be possible to sustain and even improve upon, because the build construction cycle is on. I know you are always skeptical about this segment. I know that for decade together, but your good time has come. This construction cycle is on. Contractors are not available, and one is rushing like those days, that how fast you can execute.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naval Sheth from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I have one question. Can you elaborate on that 47% growth in RAC, how various regions would have done, like east, west, north, south? Because south, as per our checks, suggested that was quite weak in March but picked up in April. So how things have panned out in 4Q?
I do not see any difference at all. Big quarrel I have with analysts is this: you are comparing the growth with the COVID impacted year, okay? And in the COVID impacted year, you know that different locations had different lockdown restrictions. You know, somebody allowed the retail, somebody allowed the e-commerce. It was a madness last year. So I will not go by last year to this year, the growth has come from which region, because it is based on somebody poorly performed will show a huge growth. With my team also, that is the same thing I keep pointing out. Don't say it is 50% last year, your performance was bad. So if you ask me right now what is happening, right now, the growth is significant in the double digits in every location, including very large markets like Chennai. East may be relatively lower growth. And I will look at only Chennai, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra, Gujarat, the entire NCR and Punjab. And for us in UP, it is building our market share, we don't. And every location here are competing with each other, and all of them are doing that.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj Gori from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead. Manoj Gori from Equirus Securities, your line has been unmuted.
Yeah. Well, my question has been answered. Many thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from Edelweiss Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Mike. Is there any downtrading happening in the market, and how is the inventory level in the market right now?
I think the information again. I know about Blue Star. We do not have an inventory problem. At least we do not foresee that till June, definitely. But what I am being told by the dealers is there are shortages in quite a few markets. And that's what I was told.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sujit Jain from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
So just wanted to check the 10 to 11% price increase you would have taken for room ACs for FY22. Was it sufficient for the RM inflation? And if that was not sufficient, to what extent it was not sufficient?
You know that if you see our operating margin from 7.9, it has come down to 7, okay? So the question is, it is, I understand in the operating margin level we could manage because there were some cost leverage in the operating cost. I think it is around 2.5% lesser. That in, if, in other words, if you would have increased the prices by something like 14.5%, we would have maintained the margins. But it is not the case because the price is decided by the market and you have got certain goals in terms of the volumes. And but I think in Q1 that shouldn't be, because in April we have taken the price increase. In taking price increase, we are not dictated by anyone at all. We do it, and right from January, that's 2021, that is what we are doing.
And after April price increase, now you are fully covered for the price inflation in raw materials.
Not sure. We are sure up to summer. We do not know about July, August, September at all. Our decision is that even though this conversation will be uploaded in SEBI website or whatever it is, I am making the statement. If the sale is very high and you are running out of the inventory and you have to do some quick purchases, which is not the case, if that happens, we may have to review the prices by June first week itself. If the demand is like what I am saying, the market may grow by 25, we will grow by 30%, our stated review of prices is July first week. That time, we have to see July, August, September, what will be the raw material prices that will be prevailing. Now, I have also stated this in the television interviews, if the commodity prices come down due to this inflation containment measures, we will be a brand to go ahead and even reduce the prices if required. So, the decision for July, August, September, but that decision will cover the festival season as well. We will take it on July. And you know one more thing, with the interest rate hike, the EMI is going to go up, or the consumer finance related, that buyout expenses we will have. So therefore, Q1 is not a problem. Q2 revision by July 1. If by chance the market continues to explode the run out of the material, by June first week we have to look at it depending on how we are going to mobilize this material.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Biraya from Max Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, in the new plant at Vada that we plan to commission, and specifically for commercial refrigeration, what could be the increase in localization that we will see, and how does this compare to our peers in commercial that specifically? Thank you.
So this factory is coming up basically for first of all, we had a factory in Ahmedabad which manufactured only 400 liter and 500 liter deep freezers. There is 300 liter, there is 250 liter, there are 100 liter, there is 75 liter. Now, you can easily imagine that predominantly the deep freezers are used for ice cream distribution. The OEMs are the ice cream brands. Now, what has been happening is that when the ice cream penetration goes to smaller towns, smaller retailers, how are they going to grow their business? They will go on appointing the retailers. And those kirana shops are going to be selling through with a deep freezer that will occupy a space. So you can look at this trend. Over the years, the skew is towards 300 liter, 200 liter, 100 liter. Because in a tire 5, that retailer's consumption, it will be lower, he will not have space. So the demand for lower capacity deep freezers has been growing. And this was manufactured for us in China. 2-3 OEMs were manufacturing for us. But in line with our ERM, the enterprise risk management framework, we wanted to de-risk China. The work has been going on for the past 3 years. As per that, we decided to go ahead and do 300 liter this year, 200 liter next year. In the meanwhile, even 400-500 Ahmedabad plant has reached its full capacity this summer. With great difficulty, we are managing now the Ahmedabad plant. So therefore, in Vada factory is coming up, A for expanding 400-500 liter, and 300 is fully indigenized this year. We are stopping the imports. And later part, the next summer season, 250, then later on 100. There is a phased program. This is the reason for setting up this factory. So therefore, it is to do with the capacity expansion, indigenization. Now you asked a question, to what extent it is backward integrated. It is only the compressors that are imported there. All other components are available in India. It is puff insulation, it is a sheet metal, it is condenser, everything else is available here. It is only the compressor, it is not manufactured in the country, and I don't think it will be manufactured. That we depend on the international vendors.
Okay. And sir, when you compare us to some of the peers that we have in commercial refrigeration, how would where would we stand in terms of import container localization, and also in terms of margins? Could you elaborate a bit on us? So how do you see this high growth segment? So basically, is operating leverage here playing out because of the high growth and we are working at localization currently?
As I told you, we are addressing a 4,000 crore market, and it is highly fragmented. There are deep freezer players, but there may not be cold room players. There may be cold room player, but he may not be doing ripening, for example. And there are regional players which will not be preferred by large national accounts. Say, for example, brands like Amul, Mother Dairy, Yum, Swiggy. These are all large national customers. And Reliance, for example. The retail is a very major customer for us. So therefore, it is highly fragmented. You have numerous local players. That market is, you know, I will compare this to 1990 air conditioner market. It will change because 1st January 2023, there is an energy labeling that is coming for deep freezer. At that point of time, you will see some kind of change, consolidation that is taking place. But otherwise, if you take deep freezers standalone, we will be the market leader, number one. And if you take the modular cold room, we will be number one. If you are looking at across, whether it is a fruit, vegetable, flower, floriculture, agriculture, sericulture, including silk, there are many applications. We will be the only player dominating in that segment. But our problem is the market size is not significant enough. The future, it should be one of the very large business. 5 year time, I'm seeing it is a very big game changer for Blue Star. That's why we continue to invest in manufacturing or R&D. So if you ask me the profitability, we don't have any clue at all. There are many, many guys who are importing from somewhere and no results are published, and you can go to Register of Companies information, that will be also sketchy. So I do not know. If you broadly ask me, is commercial refrigeration business more profitable than room air conditioner? Yes, it is more profitable than room air conditioners. And again, I am comparing with the benchmark room air conditioner margin prevailing in the country.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, it was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. B. Thiagarajan for closing comments.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. With this, we conclude this quarter's earnings call. Do feel free to revert to us in case any of your questions were not fully answered, and we will be happy to provide you additional details by email or in person. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Thank you. On behalf of Blue Star Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.